everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949.
All right, welcome back. Firm gains continue to hold across livestock markets today, although prices did back away from the mid-morning highs seen in live and feeder cattle markets. The buyer support remained in cattle trade given the morning activity, though this also sparked some late-day buyer support throughout the complex. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. September corn futures about 7 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 4 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. In live cattle, firm gains held in most live cattle futures, although front month August futures held a 70 cent loss due to very light trade and traders rolling contracts from August to October futures. Other nearby contracts pulled back from the firm triple digit gains that moved into the market mid-morning. This allowed price levels to stabilize near 50 to 80 cent gains as traders looked for additional direction from beef values and cash markets later in the day, as well as potential market stability throughout the next couple of weeks. In feeder cattle, strong gains were held throughout the feeder cattle futures, although contracts did move away from the strong triple-digit gains seen mid-morning. September and October contracts still remain a dollar per hundredweight higher, with overall buyer activity extremely firm given the rebound seen across all cattle markets. Meanwhile, grain futures posted modest losses today, which kept corn, soybeans, and wheat all to inside days lower on price charts. Corn prices were lower today, sapping momentum from Monday's key reversal higher. December futures formed a potential bear flag that could trigger a break to new contract lows into harvest. Soybeans also lower today, with fairly steady selling pressure that accumulated overnight after a brief rally attempt failed. November futures yesterday bounced off the bottom of its downtrending channel from the past 3 weeks, but USDA's forecast for record production still loomed over the trade. Wheat prices finally were lower today, with pressure again led by selling in Minneapolis. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.